four UN special rapporteurs have written to the government here saying it should reconsider its proposal to allow Gardaí to use facial recognition technology. In June, Justice Minister Helen McEntee received government approval for draft proposals giving Gardaí powers to use FRT, and the law could be enacted by the end of the year. Gardaí would be then able to feed an image of a suspect into a computer which will compare it quickly with thousands of faces captured on cameras. Along with artificial intelligence and expanded surveillance power, the technology could lead to the identification of criminals in minutes. Fionnuala Eilean is UN Special Rapporteur on the Promotion and Protection of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms while Countering Terrorism. She's one of those who've asked the government here not to use the technology.
Well, facial recognition technology is a new technology. It's a technology that allows for the scanning of the face through biometric recognition. It essentially enables the authorities or even private parties or private parties to have it to actually quantify large amounts of data of persons, identify persons and gather information about a person if that information is being collected, for example, without their knowledge or permission, as might happen in a public space. We have a new piece of legislation pending or forthcoming, the Garda Síochána Recording Devices Bill 2022. And that particular bill expressly includes these measures to permit the use of this advanced and in many ways untested technology in the European context in Ireland by law enforcement, by the Gardaí in Ireland.
Why are you concerned by what the government here are planning to do?
Well, I think we have three substantive concerns. The first is really a procedural one, is that we have identified, I and three other special rapporteurs, that there's been an absence of full and comprehensive pre-legislative scrutiny. And what that means really is that the full extent of this legislation and specifically what the government plans to allow the Gardaí to do is not fully specified in the legislation. The second concern we have is a timing concern. So one thing for, I suppose, listeners for the Irish public to know is that this legislation is moving ahead of a European legislative process, meaning Ireland is actually ahead of the wave that might be coming in Europe. But what that means is that the full scrutiny of the European process on this kind of new technology hasn't been exercised. And some of the safeguards that might be adopted in a European context are not clearly going to be adopted into the Irish context. And maybe the final concern, the really big one, are the substantive human rights concerns. These systems allow for the recognition of the most sensitive and unique biometric data about any person, any Irish person, man, woman, or child. And we have really deep concerns that when you're letting loose that kind of sensitive biometric advanced data collection system without adequate safeguards, that puts a host of fundamental human rights at risk.
In a statement to Morning Ireland, the Department of Justice says that, as outlined in Ireland's response to the special rapporteurs, which would include you, our approach to the use of facial recognition technologies will be robust in the interest of citizens and fully in line with all of our constitutional, European and international obligations to the rights of our people. Why is the technology, in your view, especially unfair on women and people who aren't white?
Well, one of the things we know about the algorithms, the sort of fundamental underlying technology that underlies these devices or this technology, is that actually it allows a whole range of things to be identified, some sensitively and some not. So, for example, these tools can make assessments on health information, such as your body mass index, from subjecting these kind of facial images to certain kinds of algorithms. Also suggests we have some information, for example, that suggests that traits such as sexual orientation can be identifiable. We know that some of this technology is used or attempted to be used to identify a subject's emotional state. But it's the accuracy of this kind of use that's really, really contested. So one of the things we know is that, for example, most of the data we have has been tested mainly on white men. So there's a high degree of false positives in relation to persons of color, minorities who are not white, and of course to women. So that means that the negative impact of these technologies may fall far more highly on vulnerable or specified groups in Irish society who are already at heightened risk of over-policing. And I will acknowledge the government has responded speedily, and I think the government is to be commended. Very few governments respond as fast to special rapporteurs' communications to them as the Irish government has done.
You say you're particularly concerned about Gardaí using facial recognition technology in real time, which the Minister for Justice says will only be used, quote, except in very limited circumstances. What does that mean to use it in real time?
Well, the challenge we have here is that we don't really have a definition from the government as to what real-time facial recognition will mean. Now, to some degree, it's welcome because we've been somewhat concerned that the technology may be used in live time, meaning that it's as it's happening, you have a you have no mediation of oversight or a human dimension to the collection of this data. But even then, we're not sure what the government's definition of real time will be, and will there be sufficient safeguards in this real time use? And the real time use, just to be clear, doesn't do away with any of the other concerns about the underlying algorithms and their structural biases. It doesn't do away with the fundamental concerns about how this kind of sensitive data may be used, stored, transferred. And more than that, I think we do have, and I think it's welcome to hear the government say that they're trying to balance relevant human rights considerations. But I think all of us in Irish society do understand that, again, we don't precisely know what the legislation is going to say. Amendments are pending. And we also don't precisely know how that generic commitment to doing human rights is going to be actualized in specific, concrete, robust protections that are going to protect us from the kinds of misuses of this technology, some of which we can't even yet imagine, which is part of the reason why the High Commissioner and the Special Rapporteurs have called for moratoriums on the use of this kind of technology, because its implications are so severe for human dignity and human rights.
That's UN Special Rapporteur Professor Fionnuala Ní Eolain.